I think asking the police to be more heavy-handed, he knows that it's hard to get them to do that directly, but he's kind of playing for the papers. And then, of course, because it's a speech in front of Downing Street announcing more funding for Prevent to basically crack down on campus progressivism.
Well, it worked so well the first time.
Well, it's so basically just there are Muslims, they're caring about stuff abroad. That stuff abroad is sort of coterminous with the kind of, I don't know, it's coterminous with like a protected group here. We're just going to sort of basically allow them to stand in for one another whenever we want to, right? The protected minority. And therefore, we can continue with all of the crackdowns as we see fit. Keir Starmer then, of course, immediately agreed with the Prime Minister.
Of course.
Right away.
Did he call on him to go further?
He said that Sunak was right to condemn unacceptable and intimidatory behavior, saying he was abused in the street just this week with protesters screaming at him, "You're not human," and calling him Sir Kid Starver.
Keir Starmer just like reposting his owns. Like, yeah. This is great. Yeah.
They were very mean.
I think it was unreasonable of George Galloway to send out two separate letters. I think one strongly worded letter, as we know, is intimidation enough. Two strongly worded letters suggest a taste for excess. It is going too far. I, for one, if I received two strongly worded letters, I would go lock myself in a cupboard. I would be so fearful. They'd call me Sophia Starmer.
Simply for having a clean shirt, you get abused by children.
Oh, he's right. Such a fucking dweeb, man. Like, yeah. I don't know. We don't talk about this enough. He's just the biggest problem with Keir Starmer. Everything else aside, is he's just like he is only electable because of the precise circumstances that he currently exists in. Like, everything about this man makes Michael Foot like look like a charisma magnet. Like, it is insane that the exact needed like evolutionary circumstances have come about that Keir Starmer is going to become Prime Minister, a man with the personality of water-based porridge.
So he's a, you know what it is, he is a creature that landed on an island of which he now happens to be dominant, and the island is Liz Truss made everyone's mortgages quadruple.
He is like a fucking like the choose your own Coke machine that's been dropped onto Sentinel Island. Like he's like just by default he is the center of attention.
anyway, so look, this is all going sort of back round, I think, to
I personally think the people of Sentinel Island deserve the choose your own
freestyle
Coke machine.
Yeah, that's what it's called, the Coke freestyle machine. The choose your own Coke machine. I'm doing like Grandma coded, you know, the choose your own Coke machine.
Yeah. But, so this is,
I could enjoy a half Tango and half Coca-Cola, or perhaps a half Dr. Pepper, half, I don't know, what's another Fanta?
Him not
Tango's
him.
Not a Coca-Cola, that's, yeah, a Pepsi brand, but it doesn't, yeah, matter.
So look, right, the Galloway, I think, is best thought of, right, just sort of bringing it all back, right, that we, in these relatively impossible circumstances where there are, as you've sort of alluded to earlier, Hussein, right, people being, I think, like, radicalized by what they're seeing, right? People are being, and not just sort of along racial lines, as like the Galloway campaign kind of implied, right? Mm. Lots and lots of people are being sort of duly disgusted by it. And so we have this guy who exists as a wrench in the system, and which I'm, you know, genuinely of two minds of, because this system requires a wrench. It's just, it's too bad that wrench happens to be like a guy who's like, you know, 95% pilled, basically.
Mm. I'm 95% pilled. I love a huge majority, but not a total. I love like a Bath election result.
Because when you keep circling the wagons around the permanent center, right? So November and I, a while ago, did a Left on Red series about like the whole idea of security studies and what it means to, as a politician, make something into a security threat and the study of like that phenomenon over time.
Yeah, turns out they love it.
Yeah, they love
it. Can't get enough of it.
But the one thing, one of the key, I think, most interesting takeaways from this sort of study of security or securitization is not securitization like making a thing into a tradable financial instrument, like making a thing a security concern, is that, yes, every politician, every public person who has some kind of political power has kind of a conceptual button called security issue that you press when you have no other good options for dealing with a problem, because you just say, this problem is existential, we must defeat it by all means necessary, so we're going to deploy the bombs or the guns, or we're going to surveil it or whatever.
He wants every man, woman, and child in this country wearing a hat, whether they are balding or not, whether it suits them or otherwise, yeah. regardless of the type of hat.
Right, and the more you press it, the more brittle your system becomes. And so in endlessly responding to breakdowns in the, I'd say, legitimacy of all of that which is going on, let's just be broad, right? To endlessly press the security button, you leave cracks. And these are cracks into which anything can crawl. And we can talk about, I think, Galloway as a symptom of an extraordinarily weak polity, because it is someone who is, you know, basically an opportunist, but nevertheless, he's the opportunist whose name is beside the "I don't want the genocide" box.
I'm not the opportunist. I'm just the opportunist who stepped up.
Well, how come you summarized what I said so quickly and in one phrase?
Because I sit back and don't say anything for a minute. I'm charging, and then I cast, and it, you know,
November caster limit break.
Yeah.
All right. Look. I want to go right into our startup for today. It's called Boomy. Now, usually,
no, don't Boomy. I find that very threatening. Yeah, I'm gonna go and lock myself in a cupboard, and then you'll be sorry.
Yeah, the sort of Roomy's Wario.
Yeah. So now, usually, the other three wouldn't know what this company does. However, in a break with tradition, because I wanted them to see what it was, I've given them the name and the website, and they've been able to explore some of what the Make Music with Boomy AI and Unleash Your Creativity songs sound like.
Yeah, and let me tell you, not good.
No, it unleashed my creativity, all right. I have to say, it sounded more like recognizable music than I expected, particularly like the vocals and stuff. But not in a way that was good.
Yeah, it's recognized. It's supposed to trick you into thinking you're listening to music.
What I kind of wanted to do was to try and rip off "Here We Go" by Ginseng and start like playing a version of that was just slightly wrong.
DRM free, here we go.
Exactly.
We finally won't get copyright strikes on YouTube.
Yeah, there we went.
Yeah, that's right.
But sadly, I was not able to make this work.
I was enjoying the names of like the songs and the bands. Like, there was a band called the Crunchy Mangoes that had been invented, which I'm intrigued as to what that would entail.
Yeah. So basically, it is a company that was started in the founders have been working more or less in this space since 2014. And it has been this company was started in 2019, basically to make, AI generate music, right? But, and then after in the wave of interest in generative AI, after the sort of ChatGPT launch, then it got popular. Now, the business model of Boomy AI isn't just like the Google music generator, which is, you know, a similar premise. Like you type in, the Beach Boys, but, you know, replace the guitar with farting and it will sort of do kind of something more
or less.
It's
got to be a guy like farting in a bathroom, like a lot of reverb. Yeah,
more or less like that, right? Boomy is a different and altogether more cynical business model where they say, okay, create original songs in seconds, even if you've never made music before. Seconds!
Mm-hmm.
In seconds!
Yeah, because you can just be like, I want a version of Here We Go by Ginseng that sucks.
Yeah. Submit your songs through our API to streaming platforms and get paid when people listen.
Yeah, I mean, this is a whole thing of like, you see TikToks occasionally of people who just like claim to make stupid amounts of money by like AI generating things, posting them to like social media, whether that's Spotify or TikTok or whatever, and just like raking in money off of it. And I don't think it works that well, but I think fundamentally it speaks to AI's role as a kind of garbage dispenser, right? And particularly when you're dealing with a social media or an app or something that has a shitload of garbage on it already, it's going to make all of the ways in which it's terrible much worse. We've talked about Spotify before, particularly, and the ways in which it's terrible for artists. Well, this is going to make it much more terrible for artists, because not only are you going to have to put stuff out more often, and it's going to have to be you're going to have less control over it, but also it's going to have to be more like the music AI makes, and the music AI makes sucks.
Yeah, well, because we talked about sort of stuff that's adjacent to this before when we talked about Spotify, because there are lots of people who make, all of the people who make loads of money out of Spotify are musicians. They're people who do stuff like, they make 16-hour white noise playlists that then obviously get listened to a lot and for a long period of time. And because you can make lots of them quickly, you can actually make quite a lot of money out of Spotify's payment system, which if you're a musician making music is extremely unlucrative.
Hmm.
This feels like a kind of like another step in that direction. It's like it's the same kind of like cynical way of monetizing something that sucks.
Yeah, but we talk about AI not just as a cynical, like any I think sort of large enough algorithmic company will be a garbage dispenser. It's just that it will be a
I kind of tripped over the fact that I just said it and it didn't really occur to me what a weird phrase garbage dispenser is. Just like, yeah. I why would you build this? Why would you, yeah. Who would have...
Why have you put this into my sink? So, turn it on and just fires garbage, yeah, into your house.
We've reversed the polarity on your sink garbage disposal. Although actually...
We're disrupting the bin industry.
Yeah, it's sort of like a Coke freestyle machine that only does garbage.
For reverse bin man.
And the thing that
just
I was
throwing a sack of garbage into your house.
Remember when the reverse bin man was hard? I mean, the thing that
hang on, that is actually a plot line in The Sopranos where like Richie Aprile just has the guys dumping garbage and they're like, oh, we thought you wanted your garbage back.